Voices of the Elephant is proudly sponsored by SiteGround.com, a leader in website hosting and a terrific partner for all your website projects. Their top-notch technologies will make your websites fast and secure. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans, and I'm your host, and my special guest today is my good friend, Mr. Matt Trask. Say hi to everybody, Matt.
Hey, everybody.
Now, Matt, we've known each other, I don't know, 4 or 5 years? You came to Nashville right about the time I left, or just after I left.
Yeah, but we met in Atlanta before that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I tried
to pawn an elephant off of you, and you would not give it to me.
Hey, you know, gotta be scarce with those elephants.
I know.
And now, look, I've talked to you several times. You've been a guest on It's the Booze Talking a couple times, but the last one at the most recent Sunshine. But since you're new to the one-on-one Voices of the Elephant, I'm going to ask you the same question I ask everybody the first time they're on the show. What's your hero backstory? How did you get into programming, and then how did you get into PHP?
Yeah, so my background... So I was teaching guitar lessons. I tried to be a musician, and you know, that never works out the way it intends to be. So I was teaching guitar lessons and bartending, and I was sick of both of them. And I saw a comment on an Ask Reddit thread of like, what do people do that, you know, that causes them to work at home? And someone was like, I'm a programmer. I make X amount of money and I don't have a degree. And I was like, seems legit. So the very next day I Googled how to learn how to programming. I think I was 25 years old. Just kind of started with Code Academy, ended up in Team Treehouse, and that's how I got introduced to PHP, because the Treehouse course is like HTML, CSS, here's some JavaScript, and then, oh, you're going to build a PHP cart. And I was like, I don't know what PHP is, but okay, cool, let's do it. And so I did that, and then by way of an internship I did, I found, Atlanta PHP run by Chris and Tammy down in Atlanta, and
oh, yeah.
You know, as they say, the rest is history from that point on. So
that is too funny. Yeah, I do love Treehouse. Alina Hollings is over there at Treehouse, and I really love their platform. My wife, the lovely and talented Kathy, has moved through their HTML, their CSS, and she's done the browser side JavaScript, and now she's working on Node, and it's getting kind of embarrassing because I'm having to ask her JavaScript questions.
I got to see their office at Cascadia PHP. Elena took me there.
Oh, she didn't even offer to take me, so I guess I know where I stand. So. No, that's that was a wonderful conference. I had a ball there. I saw their CFP is open now.
I think it closes in a couple days.
Does it really? Wow. Okay. Well, by the time this is released, the CFP is closed. So if you didn't already do it, you're out of luck.
Yeah. I got 6 talks in, I think so.
Wow. Well, if you didn't get your talk in, you can still buy a ticket. It is well worth the money. It's a great conference. Especially, you know, we have several over here on this side of the country, but the ones over there, sometimes they come and go. And so I'm glad to see that this one looks like it's got legs on it.
Yeah.
Now it's time for you to be a game changer with the RingCentral Developers Game Changer Program. Grow your skills, help others in the community, and get rewarded with awesome prizes like RingCentral swag, conference tickets, software, iPads, computers, and so much more. Don't just be a developer, be a game changer and join the program today. For more information, visit developers.ringcentral.com. Hey, let's talk a little bit about a project that you are working on. You're part of PHP League, and you've just taken over a package. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so one of my great friends, Phil Sturgeon, started Fractal years and years ago when he started the league. And since he's moved on to other languages, he handed it off to Graham Daniels, who was maintaining it for a while. And now Graham is out of PHP. And so Corvin and I kind of stepped up and we volunteered to take over the Fractal package, which is, I think, closing in on somewhere around 17 million installs.
Wow.
In the entire course of its life. Yeah, you know, the package is basically a flexible data structure for your APIs. So you can mix and match your data from different database tables to kind of create responses that kind of semantically relate to the endpoint. So if you have a user, you can have specific information from different tables all joined together in one API response going back to the consumer. And we support things like data arrays, we support JSON API and things like that. And so one of our first goals is to hit an official 1.0, which it's currently at like .18 or something like that. So we're hitting 1.0, and we have some awesome plans to move forward, things like filtering, pagination, and breaking out the serializers to separate packages for maintainability.
Okay, for those of us who are old and don't understand, what's the difference between this and like an ORM?
So the ORM sits right on top of your database, and that's kind of how you query to get all of your data out of the database, whereas Fractal is going to sit in between the ORM and your response layer of your API.
Oh.
So you might have like a user's model and then a... let's say like a user's information. So like a user might have name and age and position and company. Your user's information might have their address and things like that. With Fractal, we can build up one response with all that information from both entities and return it in one API response rather than you having to make multiple API calls.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, tell us a bit about the league, because the league is kind of a nebulous thing. Who all's in it these days? It's been a while since I've even tried to keep up. Things move too fast for my old brain. But who all's in it? Who's active in it? And what are y'all working on?
I mean, like you said, it's a nebulous organization. It changes not frequently, but with some time comes some turnover. I know Colin O'Dell is absolutely active. He's maintaining Common Mark, which is a really cool markdown to HTML library. I know Frank De Jong over in the Netherlands. He's maintaining Fly System.
That is absolutely my favorite league package whatsoever. And it's nothing against all the rest of them, but every time I turn around, I find a new use for Fly System.
Yeah. He's maintaining that. I know Woody Gilk and Ben Ramsey are doing OAuth things with the OAuth 2 client and OAuth 2 server.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
Is Ramsey's UUID, is that part of League or is that just his?
It's just his. Although, I mean, personally, I could see a way to move it into the League. And, you know, as Ben, you know, might want to transition to doing something else. I don't know. But that should be a conversation that may or may not happen here soon. Actually, he should be here any minute now. So,
oh, you're at the Nashville PHP meetup.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Regarding the league, I had a question and it's just, anyhow. So y'all, we're talking about UUID and it's not part of the league. Do y'all adopt packages that have been abandoned or do you invite people in or does somebody just decide, hey, I'm part of the league?
No, it's definitely more of like an invite / we try and adopt packages. I remember the migration tool that was pretty, Finks, that migration tool, I know it fell into kind of an abandonware type situation. And I know Woody tried to step up to bring it into the league. Hmm. Ultimately, I think Larry over at CakePHP ended up picking it up and moving it under their namespace, which, you know, I mean, that's totally cool. And we're happy to see a package like that get picked up. I think the Carbon library from Brian Nesbitt's also kind of had that same conversation take place as well. But so, you know, if we see a package that is kind of floating out there that we know is crucial to the community, but is kind of turning into abandonware, we will have a conversation internally and see if there's one of us that wants to step up first to maintain it or how we could bring it to the league to help keep it alive and going.
Very cool. Now, I've been in PHP for a very long time, okay? And I remember when Pear first came out and Pear was just the hot shiny. And now even Sebastian has pulled a PHP unit out of Pear and its composer installed. How do you anticipate keeping the league from falling into what Pear did?
It's kind of hard for us to fall into what Pear did because there's so many active people with the league, both as maintainers and contributors and people who rely on the packages themselves. Even if Corvin and I step back, there's three or four other people who could easily step in and take over Fractal, for instance, to keep that going. I know Woody would probably step up and, you know, spend his time doing it, at least in the interim till we found a maintainer. But with the amount of downloads going on and the name recognition that the league has, I don't really foresee it going anywhere within the next 5 years. But I mean, people said that about Pear too. So knock on some wood somewhere.
That's okay. People said that about PHP Lib also back in the day, you know. And nobody, I'm probably one of five people on the left on the face of the earth that remember PHP Lib. So
people said about PHP. So yeah.
Well, people keep telling us that PHP is dead, and
I look at my bank account and it's still going on. So
yeah, and I will continue as long as it is paying the bills. So
yeah, this community is way too hard to leave.
Oh, it really is. And that is one of the things I love about PHP is the community is just a fantastic group of people.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, some of us don't agree with others, but we all kind of find ways to get along. So, okay, let's talk about your hobby, because I like to give a picture of more than just the programming aspect of somebody when I have them on. And you and I share a hobby, although you do it quite a lot more than I do. You enjoy cycling. Talk to us a little bit about why you enjoy cycling, what you do. You live there in Nashville. There's only a couple hills in Nashville, so
a couple more than you might remember. My really good friend, former boss and lifelong mentor, Jacques, he got me into cycling when I used to work for him at Tandem. It was his kind of way of giving me a break during the day. He would tell me to take my lunch break and go ride and eat lunch just whenever I could. And it kind of just turned from like a fun little hobby to him signing me up for like a 64-mile bike ride that I had to train for and drive out to Nashville for. And I just kept having fun doing it. It's a great way to explore different parts of the town. When I went to Miami for the latest sunshine, Michael Musa took Kat Zane and I out on like a 45-mile tour of Miami. And it was the best way to see the city because...
Oh, I remember y'all coming back from that. Yeah, that was... Yeah. I remember seeing the map. Now, I've got a 7-mile loop around my neighborhood, and when I get back from that, I can't move. So yeah. I can't imagine doing 46 miles or going all day. That had to have been phenomenal, though. Miami is a great place for cycling.
It was so much fun. You know, we had lunch at a really great place. It was fun to see the city from a different angle and at a different pace and all that kind of stuff. Here in Nashville, you know, usually on Tuesday nights, if it's not Nashville PHP night, I'm out with a group riding. We average about 20 miles or so at around like an 18 mile per hour pace. But it's turned into both exercise as well as kind of like a mental health break for me in a way. Where like, a perfect example was Friday. I left here. My boss said something to me like Friday night, and like it just stripped my anxiety, and I was like afraid of bad things happening, like I was gonna get fired and all this stuff. And so I just went home, grabbed my bike and rode 13 miles through downtown. And by the time I got done, I was like, oh, I feel better. So it's turned into both like a way to maintain my roundest shape, but also, it clears my brain. It lets me like not have to look at a computer and gives me a place to think without having to, while I'm still in nature and can breathe fresh air and not have to just sit in one place or anything like that.
That is awesome. Hey, Matt, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here tonight. I want to thank you for the work you do with the league and maintaining things so that the rest of us have packages that we can download and we don't have to reinvent the wheel and we don't have to write everything ourselves. Thank you for everything you're doing for the PHP community. And for my audience, thank you for listening to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. And we'll see you next week right here. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.